During George H.W. Bush's presidency, the U.S. economy fell into a recession, which began in 1990 and lasted until 1991. His presidency was characterized by low growth and high unemployment, but especially a sluggish recovery. So much so that the state of the economy became the central theme of the election campaign in 1992. The Federal Reserve at that time was led by Chairman Alan Greenspan, and during the early stages of the recession, there was criticism that the Fed did not lower interest rates fast enough to counteract the downturn. The public sentiment was that the economic response under Bush's administration was inadequate. Bill Clinton's campaign capitalized on the slow economic recovery and famously centered the campaign around the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid," and the rest is history. As we approach the 2024 election, once again, some people worry that this might impact the markets. Today, let's take a look at what history has taught us about returns during the election season. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 6th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. There are many seasonal factors that can affect the markets. Some are based on actual events explaining consumer action, like retail sales being stronger near Christmas or summer months being good for travel. These are largely understood and predictable. However, some others are merely statistical anomalies, or at least curiosities. When it comes to elections and the markets, there are many that have been observed. For example, some say that the year before an election is especially strong for the S&P 500 index, while the first year after is the weakest. Some people try to explain this away by talking about hope for reforms before the election, which may bring enthusiasm to the markets, while the actual reforms themselves, once the election is over, perhaps are more of a disappointment. It may or may not be a part of it, but the statistical anomaly remains. There is another one we noticed as we wondered about the impact of the current race, the monthly returns during the summer of a presidential election year, and whether or not the old adage of sell in May and go away is worsened by an election. Since 1928, there have been a distinct pattern in the months leading up to the election for the S&P 500. The average return for the index in the month of June since 1928 is positive 0.75%. During election years, the average return is almost doubled. July, which is a strong month in any given year since 1928, is even stronger in election years. The S&P 500 index return average in July goes from 1.68% to 2.16%. But hold on, let's look at August. Since 1950, the return on the index is flat in August, or we see an average return of zero. In election years, it's 3%. So sell in May in election years? Apparently not. You can make all the supposition you want regarding an explanation behind these figures. For example, the small sample size of just 24 election years. That's not the point of this exercise. Rather, many investors believe that uncertainty around a pending presidential election combined with summer seasonality may lead to disappointing markets. Well, that's just not the case. These numbers may not be a reason to buy in of themselves, but at the same time, an incoming election is clearly not a reason to sell. I'm Philip Peterson, and you've been listening to the Living Markets Podcast. If you've enjoyed this, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.